The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Merry Christmas, you sexy bunch of people. We have decided to have a couple of weeks off because we are going to get drunk. And I don't do hangovers very well. And I mean, if anyone listened to the tequila episode, I don't do drinking very well either. I'm just a bit of a mess. So I'm going to be a mess for 2 weeks. That's the decision made. But we will be back, don't you worry. And what we've done, because we're that kind of people, we are going to leave you with the best bits of the dating sex book. So here you are.
The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
What time is it, Cece?
Doof, 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 doof. It is Peter's sex book. And if you don't know what that is, every week Pete educates me on something that he has experienced in his life and he thinks that I haven't experienced. I don't know why you're looking at me like that for. He's looking very confused.
I just want to point out these are not all things that I've experienced.
These are things that Peter has experienced. Why is this week's particularly bad then? And then he shares with me and I do this whole, oh my God, I've never tried it thing, and it's brilliant. But usually I haven't tried it. So maybe this week could be a different one. Maybe you're going to share something that I know about.
Okay, well, I think you're more likely to have tried this one because I'm not going all out there this week. This is,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but you're more likely to have tried this one because you've been in relationships more than I have.
Okay, so the pressure.
ABC sex.
Is that like starting at like a certain point, like A is this? Anal. P is this. Ball sacks. C is, I can't say the word. Climax. We call it climax. Is that what it is?
No, ABC sex, CC is anal, ball sack, and climax sex.
I just love it. What is it?
I wish it was that. It's actually very, very tame in comparison to that. So it is not anal, ball sack, and climax sex. CC, you're getting a bit hot there, babe.
Really again. Yeah. Yeah. Oh dear. Okay. It's not that.
ABC sex is in a long-term relationship when a couple only has sex on anniversaries, birthdays, and Christmas.
Oh God! I would rather stay single for the rest of my life than that being the case.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. Yes. I completely agree with that. But there are couples that do that. I have friends who are married who have been in relationship for a long time and they literally once every 3 months might have sex, something like that. What's the fucking point?
Well, look, if you've got a low sex drive, I do kind of get it. And if you've agreed together that this is just how you want to have sex, you know, it's not a big part of your relationship.
Because, you know, my mates, they moan about it. I don't think his agreement is something they're happy with.
Okay. I was trying to make other people feel better. But if it is an agreement and you communicated it together, then fine.
Oh, God, she's back on the communication.
She's back on it, but no, not for me.
Less than 5 minutes to mention communication today.
I will continue to.
Okay, well, listen, we enjoy when you communicate your feelings on communication.
Thank you for communicating that to me.
The first phrase we have this week is Scotch egging. Any ideas?
I can't tell you. I'm a pro on this. No. Scotch egging.
So right. The first definition for Scotch egging, and listen, guys, honestly, like CC, pick up a pen and paper because this is going to change your life, this segment. So definition one for Scotch egging is to shoot your jizz onto your partner's breasts, then empty the contents of an ashtray over them. I'll move on to definition in two before you give us an opinion.
There's two definitions to it.
Yes, there's two definitions, babe. I'm not doing this half-assed.
Right, okay.
I want you to fully understand Scotch egging.
So just to check, if someone comes on someone's chest, so shoots their load onto someone's chest.
Blow your fucking bollocks all over her tits. Yeah.
And then pour an ashtray on top just to make sure that it's stuck and sticky. And
just, do you know what I mean? There's something for everyone in that.
Right.
Definition two is to use somebody as a pen pal or telephone buddy with no intention of ever meeting them in real life. Often deceitfully, and most commonly with online dating. So that's basically passing the time with someone is also Scotch egging.
I think I quite prefer the second definition.
I can tell by your face you're lying. So I'm even going to give you examples, all right?
Oh, right, great.
So this is an example. I'm growing rather fond of Matthew, but I think he's Scotch-egging me. Why do you think you're being Scotch-egged by him? He calls me every other night, but claims he's too busy to meet. Classic Scotch-egg behaviour. Do you see what I'm saying here? First definition, I think he's self-explanatory. I don't need to explain that.
Actually, I'd quite like some interpretation of it.
Okay, all right.
For anyone that doesn't understand.
All right. Last night, Darren shot his load all over my tits, rubbed it in, and then pulled an ashtray on me. I absolutely loved it. I smelt like Doc Cotton for the next week. There's an example of Scotch-egging in the first definition.
That's good.
Thank you. The second definition, I think, is probably the more common one because I don't know that many people that enjoy spunk and ashtray content.
So the second definition
is more, especially now through lockdown with online dating and all that sort of stuff, it's basically ghosting, semi-ghosting someone. So it's the intention of, or making out you've got the intention of seeing someone, but never actually getting around to it because you're not that interested, but they pass the time when you're bored.
You know, someone did that to me and they kind of broke my heart a little bit. I was 18. I'd met them on holiday and we did like the whole pen pal thing, but it was obviously email pal, whatever you want to call that, for about 6 months. And then I remember
when you were 18, it was probably carrier pigeon.
I'm not going to rise to it.
You look great for your age though, babe, honestly.
Thank you. I'm 24. So when I was 18, only 6 years ago, yeah, it happened to me. And I remember asking my dad if this guy could stay over. And it was like a big deal to have a boy stay over. And somehow convinced him. And this guy never turned up. I went and bought some new gloves. I was at the train station. So I do know how that feels.
Okay, there's a couple of points here. Firstly, that is classic Scotch-egg behaviour.
Yeah.
Secondly, what relevance do new gloves have to the story?
Well, so me and
what were you planning on doing with these gloves? Was this something that when you were younger, you used to like wanking people off with gloves on or something?
No, that was later on I got into that. But when I was 18, I was still quite naive. So me and my sister had this idea that it would look really lovely if I was sat at the train station drinking a hot chocolate with these really nice cream gloves on and I can just be like looking and not looking, you know, knowing he's coming. So I sat like that for about 15 minutes thinking the train will pull up and he'll just be like, oh, she's just amazing. And
aren't her gloves lovely?
Yeah. And he didn't turn up, so I took the gloves back.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So you never turned up, so you took the gloves back. Right. I think all of us, including yourself, should just have maybe 3 seconds of silence and a little timeout. So just give us 3 seconds just of...
I think I've had too much coffee.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Can we move on? I like this segment, but I feel like it's the stitch-up. It's going to be the stitch-up every week, isn't it?
Do you think we should call it Pete's Stitch-Up of Sisu?
Yeah. Textbook, it doesn't really...
Before we move on, is Scotch-egging in the first definition something you'd try?
I don't like the smell of an ashtray, so no.
Right, okay, fair enough. I mean, don't knock it till you tried it, babe.
We are going to have a little listen to what your word of the week is, your sextbook word. Tell me.
Welcome to Pete's Dating Sextbook.
Do-do-do-do.
Thank you. I've never had my own theme tune before, but now I do. How does it go? Do-do-do-do.
Exactly, yes.
I like it. Okay, so this week's dating sextbook term is a hot Richard.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Cece, so, as always, what do you think that is?
So most of the men I know called Richard are quite hot. So it must mean, or I imagine it's someone maybe famous who's called Richard and everyone...
You're thinking Richard Gere.
I would go a bit younger than that.
Okay.
I still feel like I've got it in me to go a little bit younger than him.
Okay, do you?
I definitely do. So I reckon it's the hot guy, and it's a bit like, what's that series? Don't know what it is, so tell me, Pete, what is a hot Richard?
Well, you are completely wrong.
Okay, good.
Richard, what is short... What is short?
Dick!
Are you just shouting that out because it popped into your head, or has it been a while? Yes.
All of the above. Go on.
So a hot Richard is when a man and a woman are spooning and the woman farts on the man's dick, making it feel warm and cosy. That is a hot Richard. So, Cece,
oh my God.
Have you ever given man a hot Richard?
All right, hang on, let's talk about this. Right, we can't ever just leave it there. So, we're spooning, not me and I, some was, people are spooning. Yes. And so the willy is not in, it's underneath, or is in?
I think it can just be in and around the area that she drops her guts on it.
Oh, this is so sick.
And that, well, it doesn't have to be she, whoever the little spone is, spone? Oh, fucking hell. whoever the little spoon is basically farts on the dick, and that creates what is known globally as a hot Richard.
Is the person the big spoon turned on by this hot Richard?
Listen, my definition is open to interpretation. So personally, my dick, if someone fired it, would probably shrivel up into a tiny little ball. My bollocks would probably reside somewhere near my throat for a good month or so after. But some people may enjoy the hot Richard, and it may make them rock hard.
Okay.
So well, that's it for this week. It's short and sweet, but it is a hot Richard.
Hot Richard, no.
Yeah, well, we discussed it doesn't have to be up there. It can just be hanging around.
Okay. I can honestly say that I haven't tried that yet.
Yet.
Because you can never say never, right?
Exactly. You're open to all new things.
It might be someone's thing. They might say, "Let's please, Cece, do the hot Richard on me."
So, yeah, if anyone is listening, any guys listening, and you do want to date Cece, just be aware that she is potentially up for a hot Richard. The first one from Pete's Dating Sex Book is Carpe Diem. Any ideas? Carpe Diem. So you know what Carpe Diem means?
No.
Carpe Diem.
It's a club in Croatia.
Okay. Carpe Diem is everyone, well, most people know what it means. It means seize the day. All right?
Oh, yeah.
But Carpe Diem... slightly different. So it's a blend of the words carpe diem, which is a Latin phrase that means seize the day, and DM, which is direct messages. This means seizing the day via DMs. For example, if a guy says to you, "I really, really fancy this girl, but I'm scared she'll reject me because I'm not as buff as her," the other person goes, "Carpe diem, bro. Just go with it. Seize the day. Send the fucking message. Slide in them DMs. Seize the DM. Don't lose your bottle. Fucking go for it."
Okay. I like your enthusiasm when explaining it, but I don't know if I would use that with friends. I think it's a little bit cliche, even though I didn't know what it meant.
It is very cliche. It's also probably one of the most tattooed things people have got alongside "Only God Can Judge Me." A lot of people have carpe diem, see it a lot. An awful lot. Yeah.
Oh, dear. On the bottom of someone's back or like...
Yeah, carpe diem, seize the bum. No. Right, so a slightly less nice one, which is one of my favorites.
Come on, give it to me.
Cece, I've got a nickname, all right? People call me the pirate.
Right.
So I thought I would give you one that is relating to that. So it's an angry pirate.
Okay.
Do you know what an angry pirate is? And it's not just me today.
Is it sexual?
Well, what do you fucking think?
Of course it is. Let's think about it. An angry pilot. Is it something to do like squirting or something along those lines?
Yes.
Eye and then you close your eye.
Very good. I am very impressed with you right now.
Is that
Yes, sort of. So it's basically a sex act in which you ejaculate in your partner's eye and then kick him in the shin. This causes them to hobble around on one leg with one eye covered while grunting and cursing like a pirate. And that is the angry pirate. So you jizz and kick and then they do that.
Oh, my God. Why the shin?
Because then they hop, you know, like they've got one leg. Like,
oh, I get
like
it.
That. You see?
Oh, wow. That could be my favourite.
You like it, don't you?
That's really, really good. Really good.
Angry pirates. So if anyone says to you, "Do you want an angry pirate?" You should
say, "Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. But kick me softly."
Yeah. I like that one, Pete. Thank you.
No God, worries.
These education lessons, it's just ridiculous. I'm learning so much. Can't wait
honestly,
to share it.
Honestly, this is what we call, this is what you and I call now, I've come up with a word for it, edutainment.
Edutainment. Oh, hashtagging.
Hashtag edutainment. I have stolen that from my show with Sam.
I like it. You can share.
We're going to use it here as well. Edutainment. That's what we're doing.
Edutainment. God, I really am learning a lot from you.
Well, listen,
I feel like a better person.
I am here to be your disgusting sexual mentor.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Is every time I say something that's really foul, which is all the time, in fact.
That's a Pete-ism. People give
me that. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, Pete taught me. I'll say, I got it from Pete.
Excellent. So when I meet someone and they go, I was with Cece the other day, she said a lot about you. I'm going to know exactly what they mean.
You know exactly what it's about. Yeah, exactly.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm do you know what? I'm just glad I'm part of your life, babe.
You definitely are, Pete. Thank you.
No worries. Anything for you. So this week, for Pete's dating sex book, which is every week, I'll give you a new term for you to learn, love, and listen to.
Definitely love.
Yes. This week's one is postponed.
Okay, let's think about this. So postponed. So is it like an erection that's delayed?
Oh, I see what you've done there. But no.
Oh.
Postponed, which has happened to me many a time before. It's when you are running late because of an unexpected sexual encounter.
Oh, this is quite cool.
So unfortunately, I'm late. Sorry, why are you late? Because I was fucking.
Nice.
Then
I like
it means
this.
That, sorry, I've been postponed.
So if I ever turn up on a date and someone says to me, I'm so sorry, I'm late, I was postponed, I now know exactly what they mean.
Exactly. So next time we go out for a drink or something, CC, and I say to you, oh, God, I'm so sorry I was late. And you go, why? I can go, I was postponed. And you know that means that I was busy.
Busy. I love the action.
So that's it, postponed, which I think is a really good one. I like
that's
that
quite,
one.
Yeah, do you know what? That's more on the education side. I don't feel repulsed this week. I just feel educated.
Excellent. and do you know what? That's a plus for me, because most of the time when women speak to me, they are repulsed. Have you ever postponed, Cece?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So you've been late to... situations because you were getting the dick.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, you know, I don't like standing people up or leaving them hanging. But sometimes you run away with the situation, don't you?
It kind of, in my head, it's when, let's say you're getting ready and you're with your partner or whatever else. And then, you know, for example, if you're getting ready for a night out and you look fucking beautiful, and then you've got your partner who goes, oh, you look unbelievable, let's have a quick go. That's basically... and then you're a bit late because, oh God, sorry, if you're meeting the girls, sorry, girls, I'm a bit late, but Darren...
Did his thing. Darren, but that also is a very interesting one, because when you've done all your hair and makeup, you have to kind of manoeuvre the sex that you're having, because you don't want to redo your makeup.
Well, I always think postpone, it's just good to go dogging.
Yes. Because, let's just put it out there. Let's just go. Yeah, exactly.
That quick sort of bent over the sofa. Shall we start off with the one, the only, the dating sex book?
Yeah, I'm doing a little dance for you because I feel like I'm going to get it right this week. I feel it in my bones.
I don't think you will. This one, yeah, I mean, it's something else.
Oh, okay, the excitement. Come on.
Are you ready? Yeah. So.
Oh, God. If you start with a laugh, that's not going to go great and well.
What are you if you are a Moses?
Right. Let's think about this. So, like a Moses basket, is it something to do with that?
Well, you're not the basket necessarily, but the actual person. What are you if you are a Moses? I don't think you're going to get this
one,
babe.
Can you give me a clue?
Think what Moses did.
Oh God, now we're talking history. Okay, can you give me another clue that doesn't what he did?
No, I'm just gonna gonna tell you. So if you are a Moses, you are a saint who does not mind having sex with a woman who is menstruating. Named Moses because the prophet parted the Red Sea.
Oh, you've gone low this week, haven't you?
Oh, don't look disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed. I'm never disappointed. I just, you know, you've gone low. I didn't expect that. So hang on. So if you're a Moses, you're someone that has sex, well, ladies on her, when she's menstruating.
Yeah, you Yeah, exactly. It means that you don't mind having sex with someone who's got the decorators in.
Okay. It's quite hard to know where to go from here.
Where would you like to go from here,
up,
Cece? It's always... Just up. I suppose the only way is up.
Yeah, again. Yeah, just up from here.
So would you like to leave the date and sit?
Yeah, I think so, because I don't think I want to have.
You want to talk more about?
Really, unless you want to talk
menstruating.
Well, listen, I'm a woman. I could talk about shit like that all day long. But it's whether you feel comfortable, Pete. Is it something you'd like to discuss, go over? I can tell you where I'm at in my cycle if you want.
Please.
So I'm in between ovulation and period stage. So right now is my I'm efficient and I'm on the ball.
You're efficient and on the ball.
If you did not recognise that anyway.
I am very pleased. Very pleased for you. And I'm sure all of our listeners are happy to know where you are on your cycle.
Yeah, we should be talked about a bit more, I feel like. In fact, let's have a conversation. No, I'm joking. I won't put you through it.
Thank you. Right. Thank you so much. So, yes, that is a Moses for everyone listening. So, are you a Moses? That's the question I'm going to leave with you.
Oh, God, not with me. Not you personally.
Yeah. I mean, the listeners.
Yeah, okay, let's leave it there.
This one is a little bit less explicit this week, okay?
Oh.
I've gone for something more educational.
Okay.
On Pete's Dating Sex Book, our phrase this week is Kanye'd.
As in Kanye West Kanye'd?
As in Kanye West Kanye'd.
Right.
What do you think that might be?
Well, my immediate thought, because of you, it's you that's sharing it, would be, you know, if someone had said, have you been Kanye'd, you know, have you like had, have you had sexual intercourse with Kanye? Maybe in a fashion that he would like.
In the fashion that he would like. And what would Kanye, what sort of fashion of sex would Kanye like?
I imagine
he'd think about it.
I really am. I think, I mean, he's quite arrogant, right? So he'd probably be quite, I don't imagine he'd be very attentive. I think he'd be a bit more controlling.
Bit more controlling. Well, I imagine if Kanye was, that's not what it is, by the way.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you in a minute. But I imagine if Kanye was having sex, he would probably be in front of a mirror so he could look himself. That, I imagine, is
yes.
How Kanye would have sex.
Yes.
Anyway, Kanye'd. So basically, if you've ever been on a date and the other person cannot stop talking about themselves, you have been Kanye'd. More often than not, it's sort of a red flag. But basically, it's when you go on a date and they have fuck all interest in you, but just want to tell you everything about them. I've done this. If you've been Tenerife, they've been 11erife. Everything that they've done is better. And all they do is talk about themselves. That is being Kanye'd. I'm going to hazard a guess. You've been Kanye'd.
Do you know, I do have really good dates, to be fair. They're not really...
But that's
really...
because you're on them.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Or maybe if I have been Kanye'd, I have slowly... Maybe I've been Kanye'd at the start when there's a bit of nerves, and then I've sort of managed to sort of change it around, and then, you know, I am on a date with you, so would you like to ask me some questions? But I think nerves can do that sometimes.
Yes, nerves can. I mean, or are you the Kanye?
I can go off on a tangent, for sure.
About yourself?
Well,
I can't imagine you being like that.
It's more about stories. I have to fill the silence with someone that's brand new.
Oh.
Yeah, I find it quite, depending on how comfortable they are in their own skin, right? If they're a bit like nervous, it will make me nervous because their energy is, I'm feeding off of it. So then I'll just talk to sort of fill it. If they're cool and calm, then I can feel like, well, I can sit here for a second and have a silent moment too.
You know what? That's probably, although I feel like we're very similar in a lot of things, I actually like a good silence.
Yeah. Hang on.
I like a good silence because silence you can fill with some wonderful sexual chemistry.
Couldn't agree with you more, but that comes down to confidence. You've got to be a really confident person to be able to sit there and just have a moment. If someone's nervous...
Did you start rocking back and forth then?
To have a moment.
Yeah, but let's not worry. I won't ask you what you're thinking about. Anyway.
Clench my hand and just rock.
I feel like we're going to be doing that after this fucking guest.
Oh, we will be for sure.
Anyway, so Kanye'd, that is this week's Pete's Dating Sex Book.
Come on, tell me what your bloody word is of the week that I never know what these are and I can't guess. And go on, give us your sex book.
So what we're going to do, let me just find my sex book for you.
Your sex book?
I did just have my sex book. Got it, right.
He's got it.
So this week's sex book.
Yes.
It's a Mexican pancake.
Right.
Do you like pancakes?
I absolutely love pancakes. And I love Mexican food.
So do you like a Mexican pancake?
I imagine I'd love it.
Yeah, I imagine you'd love it too. A Mexican pancake is a sexual game where the man ejaculates on a woman's face, waits for the cum to dry, and then peels it off and feeds it to her. So do you still like Mexican pancakes?
Where do you get these from, Pete?
Don't you worry about that.
Where do you get them from? Is it something that you try and then you're like, I'm going to make up a name for it and then just see CC knows?
Yeah, so that's why it's called Pete's Dating Sex Book. Is actually just things that I've made up.
Everything you've tried.
So each ejaculation produces about 1 teaspoon of semen on average, and that contains between 5 and 25 calories. There's protein in semen, but not nearly enough to make a difference. Despite this, semen facials do exist, and one Norwegian company, I'm going to give this a go, Biofoskinin, has synthesized the compounds into a facial cream. So you can actually buy what I'm going to call a spunk mask.
But who's the spunk from? That's the question. Whose jizz is it?
Well, they've synthesized. I mean, I don't know. I imagine it's just a compound that they've made up that recreates the goodness that is in men.
Oh, no. Well, then I'm over it. I want it to be the real thing. But I would like to know if it's human or animal.
So you would rather it be the real thing? You would rather have actual spunk?
No, what I'm trying to...
But you're not sure whether you would rather that be human or animal?
Let's take away this Mexican pancake and I talk about a face cream that's got lots of goodness in it. I just would like to understand what's going on my face before I whack it on.
Yeah. Okay.
in answer to your question, I've never tried a Mexican pancake.
No? Is it something you're willing to give a go?
I don't really feel it's a bit of me, no. I don't really like things on my face.
Where would you rather have it?
Can we move on to weird and wonderful dating news before I...
Are you sure?
...do what I do every week and stitch myself up unintentionally, actually. This is always unintentional.
Cece, are you sure you don't want to tell us where you would rather have spunk other than your face?
No, I'm good. I think I...
Are you sure you want to move on? Okay, right, well, we'll move on.
It's a cliffhanger.
But for everyone listening, Mexican pancake.
Good. Pete, talk to me this week.
So, you know, every week I've been doing my little educating the people, educating you, educating the listeners. And this week is no different, all right? So on the dating sex book this week, we have sex interview. Any ideas, Cece, what that is?
So I'll guess what I think a sex interview is I imagine it's a bit like going on a dating app when you're sort of trying to work out whether you want to be with someone or not. You interview them. It's not the nicest term, but I imagine a sex interview is the same thing. You're just trying to work out whether you're going to have sexual intercourse or not.
You are absolutely 100% wrong.
Oh, off you go. Then.
But I really enjoyed that little dance.
Okay.
So a sex interview is when you have had sex with someone before you go on a date.
Right.
So effectively, have you ever done this? Have you ever had sex with someone before you've been on a real date with them?
So you basically mean a one night stand, right? Well, it wouldn't be a one night stand then, would it?
Well, exactly.
Hang on, so now you're asking for a...
So,
I can't reveal these things, Peter.
You can reveal these things. Why are you butter at the... you can reveal these things. I've done it. So basically...
Oh, surprise, surprise. Go on.
In 2015, researchers coined the term to describe the practice, which is increasingly popular among millennials who are less shy about sex and more interested in weeding out compatible lovers. If you have high standards for sex, it makes a lot of sense. The possibility of developing real intimacy and chemistry with someone only to discover you're nothing alike in bed is a real turn on, which I completely agree with. You can have the best time with someone, and then when it comes down to
the thing,
it's shit. At least this way, you get that out the way and then work out whether you like them.
So how do you meet these people? Is this like in a bar vibe or is
this... It could be in a bar. It could be, one night stands, whatever it may be. I don't suppose you're on dating apps going, listen, should we fuck first and then discover whether we like each other after? I imagine it's mainly one night stands you potentially want to see again. You've basically done the bit that people generally work up for. You know, when do I have sex with them? Three dates? Is it this? Is it that? You've worked out, listen, that was a good fuck. Yeah. I'll see you again. And I want to find out if you have got the personality to match it. So it's called a sex interview. So you basically, rather than the whole, like you do on the first date, what's your favourite colour and all that shit, you're basically seeing, do you like me cock? I like your zits.
It sounds fascinating. It sounds brilliant. But what I will say to that is, if you, like, okay, how many times do you think that you've had sex... And the first time, I'm wording that, I'm basically asking how many times you've had sex. How many times do you think that, what am I trying to say? The first time you have sex with somebody is, for me, okay, usually isn't the best because everyone's performing. I think I'm a porn star. They think they're a porn star. And then when you get to actually know the person, you're like, oh, now we can ask each other what each other likes. We know each other a bit better and the chemistry is built.
Yes.
So you're kind of, wouldn't you just, I mean, do you feel the same, firstly?
The first time you have sex, someone is not always the best, but what you can determine from that is whether you have that fire, the chemistry and the passion type of thing is something you either got or you haven't with someone. I believe you can build upon it, and obviously when you start exploring each other's bodies and doing all that stuff that you do later on in the thing, then the sex does get better. But that initial attraction when you want to rip someone's clothes off and you've got that sexual chemistry, even the way you kiss someone, whatever it may be, that I think you're either compatible or you're not.
I'm so on the fence with this because I think it's built with knowing someone. I feel like it's built, but at the same time I'm just thinking of all these nervous boys, you know, the nervous ones out there that can't quite...
But you've just said it there. If they're nervous, then they're boys.
Okay, let's move on.
Men don't get nervous.
I was going to say, I'm showing up all my my catalogue of...
Effectively, Cece, what we've learned from this is that you should stop fucking nervous boys.
Go. I can hear the sound. It's like you actually get a book out and you actually pop that down, all the things that I'm going to learn today.
Give me an introduction, Cece.
So, guys, if you don't know what we do every week, Pete has a wonderful way with words, and I'm uneducated. So Pete informs me of a new word each week. It's called the sext book. If that doesn't give you an indication of what it's about, then Pete, reveal what is the sext book? This week?
It's generally new terms and things that you can use in everyday life relating to sex, dating, and all of the above.
There we go.
So this week's word is a masturbate.
That's it. Masturbate.
Masturbate.
Right, let's think about this. So,
Cece, tell me what a masturbate is.
Is it to do with when someone's on top of you and they're quite heavy and they're... weighty, so God, that sounds really bad, doesn't it? No, no, might have to cut that one out.
Before you dig yourself in any further, it's not to do with getting banged by a fat person, no. But thank you. It's weight spelt WAIT. So a master weight it rhymes with what?
Mate.
Masturbate reminds with what?
Mate.
Masturbate.
There we go.
Or you can call it a masturbate then. Masturbate. Would that make it easier?
No, because I get what you're saying now. So hang on. Go on, explain. This is.
Let's call it masturbate. Masturbate. So it's basically for anyone who has rubbish Wi-Fi. So it's when you're waiting for porn to buffer in the middle of masturbating. So you know when you're knocking one out and then suddenly it does that whole buffering thing because your Wi-Fi's shit and you have to hold it for a minute thinking, come on. There we go, carry on. Oh, fuck, I've got to wait a minute. Come on. There we go. That's basically a masturbate. I hope you enjoyed my impression, everyone.
It's been like watching the horses when someone...
As if I thought I can be less dignified. I've just done
you
the action to a masterway. I've topped it.
You have topped it this week.
So that's why you should always get good Wi-Fi. It's really important, especially if you're single, but not just if you're single, even if you're in a relationship. We all like to enjoy ourselves sometimes.
What so, about for the people that can't watch porn?
Well, then masturbating is not a problem, is it? Oh, are you talking about you?
I'm talking about myself.
Sorry, and if you don't know and you haven't listened to previous episodes, Cece's banned from porn through OBUs. So her internet provider has actually banned it because she was clicking on some weird shit. So she can't watch porn. So you don't have a problem with masturbate because you just have to go through flashbacks of previous.
I just have to visualize all my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, exactly. Which judging by your face isn't that much fun. So should we start off with the dating sex book?
Yeah, because I'm feeling really positive about it. As we can already tell, I'm on a roll today. So I feel like this might be the one week that I actually get it right.
You think? Are you feeling confident?
Well, I just want to just check. So far, I haven't got one right. Is that right?
That is correct. You've not got one right. You were semi-close with one.
Okay.
But then you continued just talking and went so far away from it that I forgot that you were semi-close at the beginning. You basically waffled your way out of it.
Okay. Well, this week, I feel like it could be the one. So.
Okay. Are you ready? So, listeners and Cece, this week's dating sex book term is doppelbanger.
Oh, That's just your twin, isn't it? Like your twin that you've never met, that you don't know, and it's just out there somewhere. Oh, yes. Hang on. You said doppelbanger, not doppelganger, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let me think about this again.
Because if this was a dating sex book and it was just your twin, that would be a very weird show.
It would be, well, we are a bit weird on here. We have people like Yuri as our guests, so we are very fucking weird on this show.
That is true, actually. I'm saying that, like, this is a really highbrow dating show where we discuss problems and not people fucking chickens.
Okay, doppelbanger, I'm going to go with, you've got a mate out there that shags the same way that you do, and the only reason you know that is because you've slept with the same girl. Boom, I feel it.
You feel it. So Georgia, our producer, said to me just before you came on, she was like, I think Cece will get it this week. And I said, I don't think she will because she never does.
That means I'm close.
And, well, you're not really. No, you're not close. In fact, it's nowhere near. It's almost the opposite.
Oh, okay. Well, then, enlighten me.
But good effort.
Thank you.
And sometimes I enjoy your efforts more than the actual explanation.
Do you know what? God loves a trier.
God does love a trier. And if at first you don't succeed, try again. Because that was how many times you've tried.
I have tried that many times.
Yeah, yeah. Look how proud you are of yourself as well for all the trying you've done.
I know. It's like okay, go on. Tell me.
So, doppelbanger. A doppelbanger is someone you have sex with because they look like someone else. It may be that you have sex with someone because they look like a celebrity, or what if you're having sex with one because they remind you of your ex?
I've done that.
Yeah, so that's a doppelbanger. Basically banging someone because they look like someone else.
Have you done that?
Yes.
I think we've all done that. I think that's quite normal, isn't it? You're like, especially with an ex, I'd say, you're kind of like trying to get over them. You're like, well, I'll get over them by sleeping with someone that looks like them.
So are you now saying then that some of your ex... I love it when we go down this route.
Oh, here we go.
Are you now saying that whilst sleeping with some of your exes, you were thinking about other people?
No, because you've got to... Oh, you mean you mean the sex after the ex? That's what you're saying.
Well, not necessarily, but if a doppelbanger is when you sleep with someone because they look like someone else. So, have you been in the moment sleeping with someone, thinking, God, you do look like someone else? So you're actually really thinking about someone else rather than the person you're sleeping with.
No, Pete, I'm so present in my sexual.
Stay present.
That's all I think about is the person that's on top of me.
Really.
Yeah. What about you? Do you ever been in that position where you're looking at someone thinking, or you remind me or I wish you looked like
you remind me of a girl,
the girl that I once
knew.
Do you know what time it is?
I fucking do, and I love this. I prep, and I watch you talk, I watch you educate me, and I love it because I never know the answer. If you don't know what we're talking about, this is the sex book. This is Pete's sex book.
This is Pete's dating sex book. Okay, so each week I'll give you a term or a phrase, which is going to enlighten your life.
Yes.
Okay? So
change
you ready?
My life.
Are you change your life? Are you ready to have your life changed?
Definitely.
This week's phrase is paratrooping.
I feel like it's a sexual act that might involve a sex swing, and you jump from the sex swing, which you paratroop off into the bed. I just love myself, by the way, before you respond. I love myself. Carry on.
I just love you. You are very, very far away from what it actually is.
Oh.
So it's originating from the television show How I Met Your Mother. Paratrooping is when you hunt for a sexual partner in an effort to secure a place to sleep for the night, most often when visiting a foreign country or city. So, for example, let's say you have some work in Newcastle.
Right. I got it.
Let's say you have some work in Newcastle. Let's say you don't want to go to a hotel. You think, well, do you know what? I want to combine them both. So you just let people know you're going to be in Newcastle, then hunt for people around that area that you can potentially sleep with and stay at their house that you don't have to get a hotel.
Paratrooping.
Paratrooping.
Interesting. I mean, does that not sound a bit tight? Like, you know, I don't want to pay for a hotel, so I'll just stay in your bed.
Well, it's not necessarily you don't want to pay for a hotel. Sometimes it's when you're out somewhere. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't have somewhere to stay, but let's say you just don't have somewhere to stay and you want someone. It's the idea that you just fuck someone for a bed for the night. That is paratrooping.
Pete, have you ever done that?
So I'm going through a tunnel.
The silence was beautiful then.
I mean, there's been occasions when things similar to that may have happened.
Has anyone ever done that to you? Pete, I'm casually in the area outside your house.
I think I have been paratrooped, yeah.
Okay.
I think I have. Have you?
You like that?
I quite like it because it's dirty.
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah, probably a while ago, I'm sure. Yeah, I have. Of course I have. Ghosts.
So if I'm ever around the Clapham area and you get a call from me...
You're going to paratroop me.
I'm going to paratroop the fuck out of you. Well, this one is not as dirty as normal. I'm drinking iced tea.
Okay.
This is actually useful. I think you'll like this one.
Okay.
So today's sex book term, glamboozled, which I just like as a word anyway.
Is it when you're absolutely off your nut, but you still look glamorous, even though you're boozed to hell?
No.
Okay.
Glamboozled, right?
Come on, then.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's when you are all glammed up for a date, you spend hours sitting the hair, putting on your best clothes, getting all that stuff done, and then the date cancelled or you're ghosted at the last moment.
Oh.
Been glamboozled, as in bamboozled, but glamboozled.
Have you ever had anyone do that to you?
No.
Have you ever done that to anyone?
Yes.
I think I knew the answer anyway.
Have you ever had it done to you? Have you ever got ready for a date? Have you been all glammed up, ready to go? You know, you're at home, you've got the wine going, the music playing, you're getting all ready, and then you either get a last minute text to say, nah, fuck that, I ain't doing it, or I can't come, or something's happened, your cat's died, or whatever. Or have you just been ghosted?
I think I have had, I sort of had it done. You know, when you're sort of expecting it and you think, I don't think this is going to, I like a confirmation on the day text. So say you're chatting on the apps and then on the day of, I need that confirmation, that like, cool, see you at 6 or whatever it is. If I don't get that, I start to think, So then if I either send a message and don't get a response, I'll get ready anyway. So this did happen about 2 years ago, I think. And I thought, I can't wait to go out with myself tonight.
I got really excited about, yeah, the prospect of going out on my own. I was in a really good mood and I thought, either way, I'm going to find a date. Even if I don't meet the date that I'm planning on, I'm going to find a date regardless.
This is why I just love you. I just love you.
I sat there and I had espresso martinis and I was just so fucking happy. He did actually turn up in the end, but after some prodding and like, I think he probably felt quite excited that I was just chilling on my own, getting drunk as well. So,
listen, if a girl said that to me, I'll be there with fucking bells on.
He did, and it went well.
But listen, if you do get glamboozled, if you have already got ready, just go out and do a CC and just
do it.
Just
fuck it.
Take in the world, do a bit of people watching, and you never
people
know.
People watching, yeah. There's a lot to be learned from that. That's one of my favorite. I call it a hobby, actually. I really enjoy just.
You and I have discussed this before. We both love it.
Yeah, it's very nice. I was thinking of a place that I went to at the weekend, but I can't remember what it was called now, so I won't bother. Should we start with a banger though? Because I feel like I need your sext book this week. I need a lesson.
You need a lesson.
I need a lesson.
Okay, I think you're really going to enjoy this week's one as well.
Okay, so every week, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Pete introduces me to a new word, and it's sex related, or it's something to do with the
dating. Let's say dating.
Dating,
but mostly fucking.
But as Pete just said, so what is it this week? Come on, I reckon I'm going to get it right this week. This is one thing I get wrong every week, by the way.
So this week's word or phrase is a bangover.
Right, a bangover.
So, Cece, tell me, what do you imagine a bangover could be?
I mean, bang is sex, right? So a bangover, is it when you, like, have... I can't, there is random stuff. Is it when you, it's like a, is it a bangover? Like, is it a repeat of a sexual act? You just keep going.
Very interesting. I always like your twist on these things, but absolutely fucking not. No, it's not that. I'll tell you what it is. It's similar to a hangover. So when you have a bangover, it's when you're absolutely exhausted because you spent all night fucking. So the next day, you're just so tired because you've had a right good session the night before. I'm really tired, so I've got a bangover.
Wicked.
I spent all night.
All night, action again. So it's being knackered. Yes. Yeah, so you're knackered.
It's but knackered specifically because you've had a right good session.
Oh, wicked. With
a loved one.
A loved one. Okay, a bangover.
Or someone you just met.
I mean, would you use that in a, you know, you're at your mates, or how are you doing today, Pete? Yeah, I've got a massive bangover. Would you say that?
Absolutely not, no, but some people do. Would you say it?
Do you know, I probably would, yeah, because I think I'm funny most of the time. You know, I laugh at myself a lot. My friends don't laugh at me, but maybe I will. I'm going to throw it in there, see if anyone picks it up.
Can you remember your last bangover?
Jeez. Can you give me your sex book?
Well, I was just about to go in. Have you missed the sex book?
I'm very excited, can't you tell today? Like, I'm really fucking this show up. There's no...
No. I was just about to go into the sex book because I know that's something that you've really missed.
Yes.
Because where have you been doing your learning since I've been gone?
I had so many things to say then, but I am
I'm sure you did.
Refrain from saying anything. Pete, tell me, come on, teach me.
Okay. So this week's sex book kind of, it goes in with... some of the things that we spoke about a few weeks ago on the show, different types of, in fact, I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you what sex book is first, otherwise I'm going to give it away. The stranger.
Okay. Is it when...
The stranger.
Is it when you're having sex and you're so drunk that you forget who you're having sex with, so then in mid-sex you go, oh my God, I'm having sex with the stranger, but it's actually not. It's someone that you regularly... Oh my God, am I there?
No. But every week, your explanation is always better than mine. No, it's not. Do you remember we spoke about different types of wank?
Yeah, I do.
So you've got a poser's wank where you knock one out in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
posh wank where you use a bit of lube or a fucking condom, or you just jazz it up a bit. You've got romantic ones where you can light a candle and just have a little wank in the bath. You know, whatever it may be. Phil Collins in the background, I can
that
feed him this
so
and I
pathetic.
Not one out. Either way, the stranger is another form of wank.
Okay. Oh, can I guess it then? Can I guess again?
Yes.
Is it when you wank with your left hand or the hand that you don't usually use and then it feels like a stranger?
No. Close, actually. Close.
Go on.
So the stranger, it's defined as sitting on your hand long enough to cause numbness and then pleasuring yourself with that hand to elicit the feeling of someone else doing it. So if you sit on your hand for a long period of time and your hand goes numb, or you make your hand numb and then you wank, you can't actually feel that your hand, it's your hand. So it's like someone else is wanking you up.
Hang on.
It's called the stranger.
It's fucking strange because when you get numb in your hand, you know, we obviously want to do this to kind of get the blood back in circulation going. But that's not going to, if I was to wank myself off, it's not going to make me think, oh, I can't feel it on my vagina. I can feel, like, I don't get it. No, I don't get it.
You can't feel your hand. But you can feel, obviously, you can feel it on your vagina.
The sensation is more intense?
Well, yeah, because it's like someone else is doing it. It's like, do you know what I mean? Because you're not really, you can't really...
Oh, God, don't do that, actually.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't, you know what I mean? Anyway, sorry, I don't know why. I just finished it off with a Spider-Man then.
Do you know, a friend of a friend of mine, was with a guy and he...
A friend
decided to come and he threw his cum at the wall.
Yes, Spider-Man.
Oh, is that what Spider-Man is?
Yeah, so basically a Spider-Man is if you come in your hand and then throw it at someone's face like a web or throw it at a wall or whatever else, it's called a Spider-Man.
I learned so much, honestly. I just thought that was a weird little thing to do, but okay, it's an actual thing. It's called the Spider-Man. I'll inform that friend of a friend of a friend and let them know.
There's loads of different. You've got Houdini. Houdini's a good one. It's where you come, but you sort of come in a place where the person that you're having sex with doesn't know, and then you leave it for them to find later. So it's like it disappears.
That's fucked up.
And then, do you know what I mean? And then you might leave and then later on they'll sort of go down to sleep and then they'll put their face on the pillow and there's a load of cum on it. And it's like, oh, that's where it is. Oh, funny guy. That's a Houdini because it just...
That's a Houdini. Wow. Okay, let's move on.
This week's dating sex book. It's a really simple one this week.
Oh, okay.
I think you might get this.
Okay.
It's a sex it.
Sex it. Is it when you what's a sex it? When you no, I don't know. Do you know? I don't know.
Think about it. Sex it.
Text it. Sex it. Go straight in there with no lube. I don't know.
What?
No, straight in. No.
The fuck? What the fuck are you talking about?
I've been playing Would You Rather since last Friday.
Have you been playing it all weekend?
Yeah, so I think my mind's, well, I mean, it's always been below, and it's now below ground.
So sex it is not when you just steam in with no lube.
Go on, then.
Which sex it is when you leave a party or a night out to go and have sex. So if you've got a booty call or you've got someone waiting in the wings and you leave a party to go and fuck them. That is a sex it. Think Brexit, think exit, think sex it.
I get it now. Okay.
When you leave something to go and have sex.
Doesn't sound very glamorous, does it?
What, sex? I'm just going to make a quick sex it.
Oh, I guess when you put it like that. But yeah, maybe for the person on the receiving end. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've all been there. We've all made sex its.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we have. Yes,
yeah, long
we have.
Time ago now. Long time ago now.
Lovely party. I'm having a great time on that, but I've got to make a quick sex it. So if anyone ever says that, you know.
I know what's going on.
Within an hour, they are going to be getting Dan and dirty.
How many times do you think you've made sex it?
I do it almost every night. No, I don't really. I don't know. Probably quite a few.
Is it like a planned thing, or you're like at the party and then you're like, oh, okay, cool. It's like you get the call.
No, it's not. It's not always a planned thing. It's the little backdoor exits or sexits are. If you know, well, listen, we all like to have a night out, you know. But sometimes, if you go to a party and you're not feeling it at a party, you just kind of slip off because you might have something else to do, literally. So, so yeah. I mean, listen. I think everyone's done it at some point.
Yeah. I do. You know, I missed that. I actually missed that though, because it means that you. It kind of. It's the sort of on our topic of last week. You kind of need a booty call. You need a mate that you're friends with benefits, or you need someone to do that with, right? I mean, I don't. For me, it just doesn't naturally just pop up on my phone and go, oh, I'm going to make a sexit because someone's available.
And listen, it doesn't have to be a booty call. I mean, imagine you've got a partner and you're at a work do, and your partner then says to you, come home because I can't wait for whatever. And you go, oh, right, you know, I'm getting a bit tired now, I've got a migraine, I've got to go. You're making a sexit.
Okay. Right, I like the little spin on it.
So it doesn't have to be a booty call or something dirty that single people do. People in relationships can also make sex sits if their partner is not at the party.
I think that keeps it a bit spicy, actually.
Spicy, exactly. Yeah. And who doesn't love a bit of spice?
I don't know anyone that doesn't like spice.
Hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, and that.
Do it for me.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot.
Cece, what do you want from me?
Oh, the same thing I want every single week.
Keep it clean.
Okay. Oh. Then I would like to learn. This week.
You would like to learn?
I would like to learn.
Well, get ready for an education because it's time for the dating sex book. With me, Pete Wicks. That was my radio voice.
Yeah, I liked it.
What did you think? Did you like it?
Really good.
Thank you. So, this week's dating sex book term is the angry dragon.
Right.
Cece, think about this.
Okay, thinking about it. So, I always have to go with the first thought. I feel like the angry dragon is morning sex, but when you haven't cleaned your teeth, so the dragon breath, and it's quite amped up. So probably from behind, but just quite an amped up version of sex.
So it's fucking someone from behind because they have bad breath.
Pretty much, but I liked my version better. Like, you've simplified it. I like the little like nuances I put on top, which make it sound better.
I also enjoyed your nuances, but it is wrong.
Okay.
The angry dragon is a sex act. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor again? I always like it when you close your eyes.
Oh, okay. Is it this point that I close my eyes, or is there another point?
I don't know. It? I just like it when you close your eyes. You look very pretty when you sleep.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say, next time I get up laying next to someone, I won't run off and put makeup on then.
No. You're
make sense.
You're a pretty sleeper. That also makes me sound like a peeping Tom. Are you ready?
It's getting good today. Go.
A sex act in which you smack the back of your partner's head right after ejaculating in their mouth. This causes semen to erupt from their nostrils while they roar like a fire-breathing dragon.
I couldn't have been more wrong.
No, you couldn't. It's basically spunk in her mouth, smack on the back of the head, semen comes out the nose. Looks like a dragon.
Wow.
How'd you feel about that? Have you ever participated?
No.
You knew where I was going there, didn't you?
If someone smacked the back of my head, I would smack their willy so hard. Trust me. It would not be that kind of, it wouldn't be, no, not really.
Some people are into that sort of dick slapping.
Aggression. Yeah.
Aggression.
No, not me. No.
I do you know what? When Fubar kind of gave me the opportunity to kind of host this show with you, I thought to myself, now is my time to educate the people of the UK. Well, not just the UK, the world, because we have people from all over the world listening. So I just thought now's the time for me to educate people on, you know, ways in which that they can spice up their
sex life. If you want to call that sex life. Cool. Well, do you know what? Again, learn something new. And also, you know, we all got to try new things.
Yeah, exactly. We've all got to try new things. And also, anyone that has listened to my Dating Sex book and has tried some of these things or is willing to try some of these things or get some inspiration from me, because obviously I understand I'm an inspirational guy when it comes to the Dating Sex book. So if people would like to try these things and let us know how you get on, that would be great. So write to us or send us a message on the Instagram, which is the Dating _ show. You know, that would be great, because I'd like to hear how... the angry dragon goes down with your
partner. Yeah, I would.
Hope you enjoy those people. I sometimes forget how gross we are. I hope you're feeling more educated. We will see you next year. It sounds so fucking weird saying that, but 2022 is going to be a big one. Guys, honestly, have yourself the best Christmas, whatever you end up doing, whether you decide to just drink through it, I probably will. Whatever you do, enjoy it. Take care and happy new year.